USA.org.
Welcome to America tonight. Thanks for stepping into our world from whatever nook and cranny you hail from. Right from the get-go, it's an interesting fair or foul. There's been a lot of buzz over this, and part of it was created by Rush Limbaugh, who on his show on Wednesday slammed the president for going on the Tonight Show, a late-night comedy entertainment show, for his first statements ever about the increased terror threat. Limbaugh said there's nothing wrong with late-night comedy shows, but it wouldn't have happened with any prior presidents. And he said that it goes to show you how the country is changing in a very serious way, because last night was the first time since this massive upgraded terror warning was put into effect on Sunday. It was the very first time, and he's right, that the president spoke to the American people about it. So, fair or foul, his show is definitely a comedy entertainment show. It's not a hard news reporter. It's not something from the White House. It's not breaking news where he's before a podium and a bunch of reporters who cover the White House are talking to him. If it's that serious, would it have been better to have been dealt in a different forum? That's what Limbaugh is saying, that it was just the wrong forum. That this is a serious thing, and there are serious things to talk about, like our relationship with Russia, and it was treated just too jokey, sort of half-hearted. He does have a point there. That's exactly the way it came off. Now, is this much ado about nothing? Is it, who cares? So he goes on Leno and he says what he said, and he talks about foreign relationships. He talks about terror threats. Who cares? I don't know. I think he's on to something. I think Rush is on to something because, and he gave examples. Would you have seen JFK, as he said, on Leno's predecessors way back before, Jack Parr, to talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis? And it would have been very, very odd if he had done that. But this is, goes back to what I say. The administration always says it's so transparent, but it's really not transparent. And that's part of the problem. They cherry pick what they do. As you know, Talk Radio News joins us every show for the most part, and Ellen Ratner, who runs the show, is probably the most liberal person I know. And she says they are hardly transparent. They bill themselves as that, but they're not. They call for different press conferences at different times of the day, and they don't do them. And I mean, it's a much different presidency than some people get to see. But does it diminish the office of the president? Did it diminish it by what he did? It's an interesting thing to actually follow up with. It is. Because should he have, with the, there's serious and there's comedy, and there's the correspondence dinner for a reason. That's where you cut up and look at people and make jokes and whatever, but I don't know. Really? You take thoughts on terror threats to a comedian? Yeah, I'm going to say not so much. Thank goodness he didn't go on Kimmel, because he's much more talented, and who knows how that would have come off. All right, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, I can't wait to get to this. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. All of this was spawned, this feature that is one of my favorites, was spawned on the back of Nathan Reeder, who had that accident a while ago, is doing much, much better. Thank you very much for all the people I've sent emails, Nathan, worried about you.
Oh, that's sweet. Hey, it was done on my foot, not on my back.
Oh, foot. Why did I say back? Because I thought you went on your back when you jumped from the tree to the apartment.
It was done on my back because, I'm a workhorse with a, with a broken foot.
The foot is healing pretty nicely, though, and that's the key thing, right, Nathan? Because we've had a couple of people that were concerned and asked about it.
You know, listeners, just eat really good food, and you'll be good. You know, drink lots of water and do some exercise.
You sound like pharmacist Ben.
It's so true, though.
It is so true. It's true, and it's sad because we're seeing so many things happen to people. That's, you know, this is why I have Ben on. This is why I have other people on to talk about the soil, to talk about your foods, to give you ideas. Because listen, I'm in the same boat. I'm trying to figure it all out. I didn't grow up learning all these things that you need to do with food. We weren't even thinking about it. So I ate some healthy food, but who knows how healthy that food was. And it is very frightening to see what's happening and what's happened to people because of what they eat. And he's absolutely 100% right. If you want to heal, you've got to take some good things, and you have to have minerals. If nothing else, you have to have vegetables and minerals without a doubt. It's hard to turn that ship around, but I've turned the ship around, and Nathan sounds like he's always done that, but a couple of those excellent healthy shakes and you have a better chance to work on your immune system. And I guess that's the whole thing, is the immune system that you have to be concerned about. Because without that wholly functional, you're in a world of hurt. That's when things start to happen. It's when things start to fall apart. And you think, oh, I should have done that. I should have dropped that 25 pounds. I should have worked out. I should have got my circulation going. I shouldn't have let my arteries harden, even though I didn't know that they would harden. I should have. That's the worst. I hate that word. Should have, would have, could have. Ugh, the worst. So there is a lesson in that, in what Nathan just said, especially now too, because of the worry over Obamacare. Meaning some people now have to worry about the individual health mandate, or they have to worry about kids, or they have to worry about premiums going. And I think that's why you don't see enough preventative stuff. I think there is something to that. You know, you go, you get a physical, and that's what happened with George W. Bush. He goes in for a physical, and they say, whoa, 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 and he has to have a stent put in, and he had no clue that there was even a problem. So one good thing, for Congress anyway, if we have any congressmen listening, Congress and staff get to keep federal health premium payments. Of course they do. Of course. So they got some partial relief. It's good for their staffs because usually a lot of them don't make that much money. It gets passed and it subjected itself to 3 years ago. So Congress gets the relief, and in some parts of the country we have our premiums jacked up to, no kidding, 58% more. That's insanity, I tell you. Insanity. Dumb things coming up in our next turn. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating.
Geez,
he's a nutritional
yes, doodles,
pharmacist
no.
and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is
not
nothing
so much,
less than inspiring because
not,
he's charismatic and
often.
Makes a lot of sense. He asks,
like
why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Madonna. Man, I think that's from like 25 years ago. America Tonight adding a few cool new features, and one of them is the one I just teased that was coming up, and it's called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. What are some dumb things that you've done in the past or lately? And when I specifically asked for them, I've been asking them for the last couple of weeks, boy, I got a lot of interesting tales to tell. A lot of you jumping on the dumb things I shouldn't have done. How about this one? I'm just going to throw this out there blanketly. How many men should write down what they're supposed to get from the store when they go to the store? You need to get three items for the picnic. Two of them are condiments. It's very easy. I don't know what it is. It's something about a brain disconnect. Maybe I don't want to go to the supermarket. You should go. I've had a lot of friends that complain about that, where they just have, they're not even pains. They're not the true, I'm in your face, I need you to do this, this, this person. But there's always some forgetting going on. So anyway, Jacob, when I was away, Jacob from Florida sent me this, and this is what he said. Dumb things. I love it, Kate Delaney. I have so many I could take up an hour on your show. Let me tell you about a couple of them. One time I got stuck on an elevator, and it was crazy. It was a small elevator. It was a three-floor elevator. I got stuck on the bottom floor by myself, my laundry basket, outside of the elevator, me standing on the other side with a crack that just wasn't big enough to try and get open. Talk about scared and stupid. It was stupid. How did I end up in that situation? It was me that put myself there. I did get so-called rescued. I was really embarrassed and lucky that a big deal wasn't made about it. Then we have Michael in California. And Michael says, I have to reread it to make sure it's true because it's so crazy. Michael says he has a dog named Shagster. That's a bad name. Shagster likes to be underneath his owner's feet, Michael's feet, all the time. He shoves them away, shoves them away, shoves them away. But he's one of those dogs that's pretty quiet. So unfortunately, his dog, with him being under his feet so much, his dog was stepped on 25 times. You would think that the dog, after being stepped on 25 times, would learn and would step away from the humans, because we're inside and they don't get it. So dumb things, I guess, would be the fact that the dog's underneath, because he didn't really flush that out, the dog's underneath your foot, so you know it's coming, so you've got to keep him away from the foot. Just get up in an area where you're not stuck like that. Here's another one. I've been saving these up. This came to us, I think, about a week ago, too. This one from Elena in New York. And Elena says, the dumbest thing I ever did, and the funniest thing I ever did, too, as well, although not funny when it actually happened, is something, Kate, I think you could relate to. I've heard you talk about trains before. I was taking the Hamilton train into New York City twice. I got in a real pickle. I'll tell you about one of them. One of them, I was getting on the train. I had my briefcase with me. Then I remembered I had a cup of coffee that was outside the door. Stupidly, I got outside to get the coffee. The train doors slam shut, cannot get them open, and there goes my briefcase. That's not good. Hopefully she doesn't work for a government office. Remember that was happening? Oh, your Social Security numbers might have been compromised because somebody who works for us took home a laptop computer and forgot all about it. And the car was broken into. I mean, there's so many of those crazy scenarios. Here's another one. And then I'm done with the mailbag. You can send, we pile them up, you can send them to me at Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. You can send them to americatonight.net, click on contact, and then there you go. All right, so this one is from Alec, and Alec says, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I really, as I sat and thought about it, came up with about five, and there may even be more than five. But one of the ones that I came up with is texting while walking. I have fallen in a pool. I have smashed into a tree. I have walked into a parked car. And I also took the dog for a walk. Went for a long walk for 2 miles. Came back and whoops, I forgot my keys. They were on the table. I could see them in every single door, window, access in the house was closed and locked up tight. Ooh, that's happened to me. That's happened to me twice. Not me necessarily, not me locking myself out, but somebody else locking me out. Oh, that is the worst. Where every door is locked, and then if you're really just dying, do you smash a window or not smash a window? Of course, the idea isn't to not smash a window, but it is a good reminder. It is a dumb thing to take your keys and slip them in your pocket if you're doing a sure thing. Because it's pretty easy to lose them. All right, a gentle reminder again, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. This feature was started because of Nathan Reeder, who had a freak accident that sent him to the hospital. And Nathan, a lot of the listeners, like Lillian in Missouri, wants to know how you're feeling.
I am superb. Healing is a really fun process.
And it's important to heal correctly because of what you did to your foot.
Oh, yeah. You know, I moved from, I had a splint, and then they put me in a boot after about, let's see, I did this on June 1st, and I got into a boot about a month after the surgery. And it is doing so well right now. The doctor said I should not be walking on it. I did a little walking on it today. I gotta say I did. But I still feel pretty good.
They say no walking on it, because I know a lot of people out there can relate to this, do they mean that you should prop your foot up and sit down more and not, you just shouldn't, you have the boot on, you just shouldn't walk around a lot?
Well, there definitely is the rate, the elevation thing, and that's primarily for when you first do it and when you're swollen and you're trying to not have everything be as swollen.
Ugh.
I have been having it down, and they suggested it was fine for me to have it down like normal positions, and I haven't been on pain medication for almost a month.
Yay!
Every once in a while I'll take some Tylenol, but
good.
You know, it's you just, like I said before, drink some water and eat really good food.
Yeah, and that helps. And so there you go. So Lillian, you got your update from Nathan about his whole process, which, what an odyssey. I can't believe it was back in June. I knew that it was a while ago, but June 1st. So what a way to really kick off the summer in that position for Nathan. And it was one of those crazy things, an idea that sounded good, but then just didn't work out. I've had a few of those of my own. And, you know, I was thinking about locking keys out of cars, and I don't know that I think everybody I know, including family members, and I'm going to take a poll and see if this is true, but I think everyone I know has done it at least once where they locked a key in a car somewhere and then they had to do the locksmith thing and they were jogging or they were picking someone. I mean, it was always inconvenient. It happened to me twice, and once it was a jogging situation, and it was, you know, before the whole cell phone thing, so it was worse. At least with the cell phones, if you theoretically have them with you, you've solved part of the problem. Stay with us. We're turning the page.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben. He's got the greatest website. Go to pharmacistben.com. He's got all kinds of excellent advice for you. You want to get healthy, now's the time to do it. It seems like every time I turn around, I get some shocking news about somebody who I thought was healthy. Turns out they weren't really that healthy after all, and they caught something awful, and then you hear the rest of the story, and they were eating cheeseburgers and fries, and they hardly ever even ate a vegetable. But that's the obvious stuff. Now, something that would be a little bit fun to talk to Ben about, because we were kibitzing off the air. Everybody knows my whole thing with sharks, and it's Shark Week right now. Ben, I don't think we'll ever go in the water after watching a little bit of Shark Week. Ben, sharks, what's the scoop, man, on sharks?
Well, sharks are, they make you very spiritual. They make me very spiritual. They're like perfect machines.
Yeah.
They're so amazing. First of all, they're 500 million years old. They haven't had to change in like hundreds of millions of years, right? They're perfect.
Right, right.
So evolution hasn't had to even touch them. They're so perfect. Usually it's fine-tuning evolution. This thing is so perfectly suited for its environment, it doesn't have to change. For, look, Katie, 500 million years.
I know, it's crazy.
It's not inconceivable, right? Then there's the pure majesty and the beauty and the perfection of the physical specimen. Just ridiculously perfect. Then there is the fact, this is, as a pharmacist, this is what always intrigued me about sharks. They're pure medicine. their entire body is medicine.
What do you mean by that?
You can use their body to do things like fight cancer, reduce inflammation, take care of arthritis, reduce your wrinkles, take care of your hemorrhoids. You can protect your heart and blood vessels, protect your eyes, eyesight, and musculature. They've got so many benefits to their bodies that we can use medicinally because they don't have a skeleton. They're pure cartilage. And their oil is extremely helpful, extremely beneficial. So when they take, and this is why hundreds of millions, I don't know how many, I think it's like something like 50 million sharks a year killed. Some large amount of sharks are killed.
Mm-hmm.
Because their cartilage can be used to make tremendous medicine. There was a book actually came out in the 1980s, I believe, called Why Sharks Don't Get Cancer. Did you ever hear that book?
No.
It was kind of like a bestseller type of thing back in the 80s, you know, back when books were really much more meaningful than they are today. It really took the book world by storm and really mainstream culture by storm. I think it was the late 70s, Why Sharks Don't Get Cancer. And this guy realized that the cartilaginous nature, and this is, you know how I'm always talking about bone soup?
Yes.
Right? The reason why bone soup is so important is because they're, one of the main reasons anyway, is because the cartilage in chicken bones is extremely medicinal. And we find this in nature. Cartilage is crazy medicine. It's powerful, powerful medicine, whether it's turkey cartilage, chicken cartilage, but shark cartilage tends to be especially medicinal. And by medicinal, I mean anti-inflammatory, fighting cancer, helping build the body, creating the raw materials for what's called connective tissue, which is the stuff that makes your body have a substance to it, so it helps build the body's substance. Then the liver is loaded with a very medicinal oil, shark liver oil, that is the active ingredient in Preparation H. It shrinks hemorrhoids. Models used to use it on their eyes and for wrinkles. You ever hear this? Where people would put Preparation H on their, right? That was because of the shark liver oil. Shark liver oil also contains something called squalane, which is a very, very powerful and interesting oil that you can take internally to help stabilize your blood fat. And I use topically in my skincare products, although I don't use shark squalane because I don't use animal products, but I use that chemical structure squalane. Squalane is one of the most important fatty materials in your skin that keeps your skin moist and traps water, and it's found in great abundance in shark liver oil, the exact same chemical structure that's in your skin. So this is the entire animal, the liver, the oil, the cartilage is incredibly, incredibly medicinal. So there's that. Then there's the whole, which I find amazing, then there's the whole electronic thing. Sharks communicate electronically and navigate electronically. You know this probably, if you know
right.
about sharks.
Sure.
That's ridiculous. That's beyond the pale, really. They're like little electronic homing devices, and they travel and they navigate through the waters, and they can sense movement based on electrical energy that is somehow in their brains. So there's so many reasons to just be completely blown away by sharks. And I don't know. I've never eaten shark. I've never heard of people eating sharks. I don't know if they do or not, but I imagine the meat would probably be pretty. I don't know.
There's problems with the fin soup because.
Shark fin soup.
They don't want you to, because as you mentioned, so many sharks are killed. They don't want you to, but they, in Japan, it's like a delicacy, but they're trying to stop them from catching all those sharks and doing that, so there's some controversy
over
that.
The fin is pure cartilage. The fin is probably the best medicine there is, shark fin.
There you go. That's probably why it's so popular and why there's some controversy with that.
Yeah.
It's what a great, fascinating thing to get on. You talk about the bone soup. Tell people, because this is a valuable thing that you've taught many people. Give us a kind of a little bit of a primer on how do you make bone soup.
The bone soup. Okay, it's very easy. It's in fact, if I tell you, it's going to be much more complicated than if you just intuitively do it. But, you know what I'm saying? And it's because I'm going to give you all the details, but you'll intuitively know. You take the butt chicken. I like, personally, a rotisserie chicken from Whole Foods because it's spiced and it's easy. It's cooked, right? You can just drop it in. It's quicker. But some people want to do the whole thing. You drop a chicken in either way. Now, here's an important point. You got to make sure the chicken is organic, antibiotic-free, because all the stuff, all the hormones, the crap is going to go in the soup, and you're going to drink that. You're going to have a hormone cocktail, which you don't want to do.
Right.
Okay. You're going to have a hormone and antibiotic cocktail. Not good. You've got to make sure it's a clean bird or whatever animal you're using. It doesn't have to be a chicken, by the way. It could be bone soup from fish bones. Chicken has the best cartilage. Turkey and chicken have the best cartilage. But bone soup from anything. Any bones will work. The cartilage, the knobby part of the bones on the chicken is much easier to access. Anyway, see, and then you put it in the water. You bring the water to a boil. Now, what I like to do is I like to braise with butter or oil, some coconut oil, some stable oil, vegetables and spices at the bottom. Now, what this does is it releases the nutrients from the vegetables and the spices into the water. Mm. You can add the spices and the
oil.
No, veggies, onion, you get some onions, garlic, you know, you want to get some flavor in there. You know what I'm talking about? You braise it at the bottom, and this releases the nutrients from the garlic and from the onion and from the spices into the oil, and it comes out in the soup a little bit easier. It disperses in the soup, and you get the nutrients. So I like to do that. You don't have to do that if you want to go quickly. In any case, drop the bird in, top it off with water, boil it down, and you keep reducing it. You know how you reduce it? It'll get concentrated. You add more water. It gets concentrated. You add more water. You do it to have a nice soupy consistency, and it tastes really soupy in chicken soup. Now, ideally, the meat will come off the bones, and that gives you easy to access protein, very easy to digest, essentially pre-digested protein. And about 20 minutes before it has a soupy consistency, half an hour, you can't really overdo it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it through the days. The more concentrated it is, and the more you're dissolving the cartilage, the more medicine you're releasing.
Right.
So you want to put vinegar in there too, or something acidic, because the water has to be a little acidic to help the nutrients get released out of the bone, out of the cartilage. So a little vinegar, a little lemon juice, a little lime juice. So it's an acidic solution. And then on spices to flavor, and lots of salt. Go crazy on Celtic sea salt. To the point where you love the taste of it. Don't ever skimp on salt ever in life. Don't ever skimp on salt. But in the bone soup, the salt goes together very well with the soup. And then about 20 minutes before it's done, you throw in your veggies. You don't want to put your veggies in too early because you don't want them too mushy. You don't want to lose some of the nutrients can get lost if you overcook
your
veggies. So 20 minutes before, whatever you like, you know, cucumbers, sprout. I used to throw sprouts in right before I would eat the bone soup. But, you know, I haven't done bone soup because I haven't eaten meat for a long time, so I haven't done it. But when I used to do it, I would throw sprouts in there and onions, garlic, extra onions, extra garlic, tomatoes. Sometimes I would do, like, squash or something. You know, just whatever you have handy, you just throw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kale goes good in there. Whatever you like.
Kale.
Yeah, isn't that delicious?
And it's
so good. A guy called me up today. I talk to people on the phone a lot, and this guy calls me up, and and I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, told him about the bone soup. He was raving about the bone soup. Oh, my God. And he's a bachelor, and he just made it himself. And it's just so gratifying. Now, here's the thing about the bone soup. In addition to being very important for building tissue, joint tissue, it's also important for building bone tissue. It's also important for building blood vessel tissue. That means the vasculature. And here's a very important point. It's wonderful for the digestive system. It soothes everything in the digestive system. It coats the digestive system. It repairs the digestive system. Katie, there's no better food that you can make, you know, in terms of cooking food. And who doesn't like homemade chicken soup? Who
hardly anyone?
You know,
I can't
anybody?
Think of anyone? No,
you know,
I can't think of anyone.
It's like we know intuitively, and not just us. Cultures around the world know intuitively about it.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have a cold, the immune boosting powers of this stuff, the same immune boosting powers. You know what they call Jewish penicillin, right?
Yeah.
The same immune boosting powers that you get that fight a cold, fight cancer, and fight all autoimmune issues, all autoimmune issues. I mean, you couldn't pick a better food. This is what doctors should be giving you. I'm going to write a prescription, Katie. I want 3 cups of bone soup a day. Here you
That's
go.
Great.
Here's your prescription.
And the key thing is, and you said it, organic, anabolic.
Very
food.
Important.
Make sure.
Very important. Very, very important. Yes.
When you go and shop, make sure you get that so that you don't destroy
all
the
goodness.
Yeah,
you're
going
to get all the juice. It'll come all in the soup.
Wow. Good stuff. It's always fun to talk to you, Ben.
Yeah,
go to pharmacistben.com. Tell them about your show. Where can we catch you?
The Bright Side. It's on every day. Go to brightsideben.com or go to pharmacistben.com. I got a blog up, and I try to update it pretty regularly, so there's good info there.
Woo-hoo.
And I got a newsletter coming out, so hopefully in the next couple months, that you can sign up on brightsideben.com.
Yeah,
you know what,
sign
Katie?
Up for it.
Katie, I want to hear if anybody's out there, I don't know if your listeners Facebook or not, but if you're on Facebook, listeners out there, I'd love you to Facebook me and tell me you heard me on Katie's show. I want to know. I want to talk to some of Katie's listeners. I want to communicate.
Awesome.
With listeners.
Awesome. Right. Go to the Facebook page. Hey, thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Good deal. Take care.
Bye bye.
This one love changer whose eyes, those dead black marbles they collide. This rhyme tells the story of the dark fire. Tell this man of the sea.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor.
How you doing, America?
Ain't that a hole in
the boat? Hitting our last stride here for this hour of America tonight. And the mail has exploded. So, as we do each and every show, and I always invite you to let your thoughts fly at americatonight.net, so we're going to go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we do. We've got this one from John B., listening to us in Florida. Hey, Ms. Delaney, my station, my local station, started carrying you about 2 months ago. I love it. I am hooked on you. I have to say, when I should be sleeping, I'm listening to America Tonight, an entertaining show. One thing I'm not entertained by, and it seems you aren't either, is the lack of responsibility or accountability in D.C. It's clearly been one of the big problems, I think, for this current Congress, and probably the two previous Congresses as well. It's all about passing the buck and never saying it's on me. What happened to that phrase? I guess it died out in the early 2000s. We'll be listening for the foreseeable future. The you know, it's interesting you say that. I just had this discussion with somebody today
about the fact that we really live in a world now where it's somebody else's fault. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. And not just in Washington, but it's seemingly in lots of other places. But in Washington, definitely, it's the other person's fault. It's not. It's never the person who is bringing the bill or coming up with the idea. Or, you know, what happened to the big ideas? What happened to compromise that was worth compromise that wouldn't be massively criticized? It's because now we're on to this game and we understand it, that people will sell out what their position always has been because they're playing the Potomac two-step. You know, and it's just so easy to go after politicians. So in one way, I hate doing that because it's just the obvious. We're just stating the obvious. And that's why these polls, there's a reason why pollsters exist to make a lot of money, because some of what they say is what happens. They take a pulse of the people in America for different things. And clearly there is massive frustration out there. Clearly there's massive frustration. There's confusion over Obamacare. There's worry over our jobs positions, where you have people who are really stringing jobs together more and more to try to make a living. And that's what we see. That's the future of America. In fact, Fox News just came out with a poll. 71% say Obama's offering nothing new on the economy. So there you go. It is nothing new. You could take some of what this president says and plug it into previous administrations, and it would sound eerily similar. Eerily similar. You know, and I wonder, too, when somebody becomes the leader of the free world, what it is that we do it to them that they become so, they look so different within a handful of years. Like they pretty much need a cane because it was so crippling what had to happen. And I think part of that is the compromise where it shouldn't be. And all of the tugging at the president's sleeve. Anyway, I went off into a side tangent here. Buzz says, America Tonight, nobody won, in my world anyway, the Powerball. As much as I could jump up on my soapbox and complain about a zillion things, I don't know, there was kind of a wild buzz in the air about picking up Powerball tickets. I live in Texas, and anywhere I went, people were only talking about those numbers. So it's come, it's gone, and I did not win. I no longer want to discuss those numbers. There you go. Those numbers were 5, 25, 30, 58, 59, the Powerball, 32. Here's a follow-up, and this is a note that we got here from Jen, who says, what's going on with Benghazi? Just because there's a break for the people who represent us in Washington, we got to really hold their feet to the fire when they come back over the Benghazi answers. It's interesting because we did talk about this on our show, our last night's show, and the answers are elusive. They're elusive. There are no direct questions and answers to how everything got bungled in Benghazi. In March, the New York Times reported the fact that the CIA has been involved with secret shipments of weapons to Syria for over a year. 35 American agents were in Benghazi, and the CIA is doing everything possible to prevent them from testifying to Congress. Wow. James Clapper, Obama's national intelligence director, pretty much lied to the Senate in March when he testified that no American records were being collected by the NSA. He tried to explain his position by saying that he responded in the least truthful way he knew how, because the program was classified. The program was classified. Well, no kidding on that one. And according to the Times of London, a Libyan ship carrying the largest consignment of weapons for Syria has already docked. The shipment weighed more than 400 tons, included surface-to-air anti-craft missiles and rocket-propelled grenades, believe it or not. I wonder if Hillary Clinton's going to get all that support from all those people that she worked with. I don't think people should forget about Benghazi. I think they need to come up with answers to it. Instead of playing it over and over again. And I guarantee there's no one more than who feels this way more than Hillary Clinton. Because if she decides to run, she does not want any hint of any scandal or any of that that she would be connected to. So 2016 might not be a pipe dream for some. It might be exactly what happens. Now, New Hampshire just did a poll, and would you be surprised to know that Wisconsin's Congressman Paul Ryan and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have the highest favorable ratings among the New Hampshire voters. They just did this poll. And they put her in the mix, and people were interested. They wanted her. They wanted to know more. So those two lead the charge. Only 18% of people surveyed had an unfavorable view of Ryan, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, while 16% were either manually or either naturally or responded that they didn't that they didn't know, if that makes sense. We're talking about Ryan now. And I know many of the people listening are listening in New Hampshire, in that area. And, of course, the leading Democrat in the field last time around, 2008, the New Hampshire Democratic presidential odyssey beginning again and again and again. Another quick one here we're going to work in. Max, listening to us in the U.K., hello, Max. Max says, wow, when are Americans going to get wise to their form of democracy? It may have worked at one point, but it seems as though it does not work any longer. It just doesn't work any longer. And that's why the hyperinflated numbers in the other direction. By the way, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick followed Clinton with a 41% favorability rating among New Hampshire voters in the survey. It was conducted by the University of New Hampshire, where they put on this survey study. One last one. We're going to sneak it in here. Len, listening to us in Alabama, says, yo, Kate, I think you live close to the president. How's he doing? The answer is thumbs up. President Bush is doing well as can be expected. I think it was a shock when he went, got the physical, and turned out he had to have the opening. But his doctors say he should have a speedy recovery and will be 100% back together again. That's good news, huh?
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.